This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Democrat majority-led U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote later today on impeaching President Donald Trump for the deadly Capitol attack. A small group of Republican lawmakers, including third-ranking House leader Liz Cheney of Wyoming, announced they would vote to impeach Trump, cleaving the party's leadership. In his first public appearance since the violent mob attack reached the U.S. Capitol, President Trump warned lawmakers off impeachment, suggesting efforts to push him out of office would create division, causing tremendous danger and anger in the country. Meantime, the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove President Trump with a cabinet vote, citing that the president is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded, even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. The vice president, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said it would not rather be in the best interest of the nation, and it was time to unite our country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden. Meantime, the New York Times reporting U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. Major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.